The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You were growing up, Jules, when you lived at home. Did you ever have a dog?
Yeah, we did.
What kind of dog?
Maltese Shih Tzu.
Good dog?
Little Chucky. Yeah, he was a good dog.
Yeah, good.
I loved that dog.
Because I know as an adult, you're not much for dogs.
No, I'm a cat person.
Yeah, for sure.
I definitely am a cat person. But I don't mind a cute dog from time to time.
Okay.
There is a girl that's bringing her dog to the gym at the moment, and it is the cutest thing you have ever seen.
Yeah.
Saint Bernard puppy. It's just like a fluffy teddy.
Yeah, it's going to grow into a very large teddy.
Oh, though. I know it is. But at the moment, I'm like, oh, every time it's there, I'm like, got to cuddle it.
The thing about dogs is, bigger dogs in particular, or farm dogs, if you've ever had like a Kelpie or a Border Collie or something, I swear they love to stink. Like they love it.
Oh, yes. That's one thing that I can't stand about dogs.
Yeah. And Dad would, so our last couple of dogs, we had a Kelpie cross Border Collie, and then when she passed on, Dad got a little Kelpie.
Yep.
And one thing they would always do without fail is Dad would wash them. And you'd have to put them on a lead. Otherwise, they would run out to the yard and just find a stinky pile of something to roll in immediately after being washed. It's like they wanted to, like, mask their scent or something.
Yeah,
they just love to stink.
Yeah. I used to love getting – whenever Mum would take Chucky to the groomers.
Yeah.
And he'd come back looking like a glamour dog.
Yeah.
Like, just all of his hair blown out. And his – the fur would just smell so beautiful. You're like, what shampoo are they using? This is delightful.
Well, an Australian company has tried to address this. The company's called Harlow Harry. It's put out a product range. There's two at the moment. I don't know if there's going to be more or not down the track. But they are scents for dogs or perfumes for dogs. And the perfumes sound fancy. Like this sounds like you'd buy it like David Jones or Meyer or something for men. Like it's pretty fancy sounding stuff. So you got Hunter 33. This is the first scent. A sophisticated, fresh, unisex scent combining amber and wood notes.
Ooh, nice.
That will linger on your dog, ensuring quality cuddles on every touch.
I do like that.
Like the combination of amber and woody notes, that just sounds like that's what you want your dog to smell like, is it not?
That sounds like an outdoorsy kind of a dog.
A rugged dog.
Yes.
Like a dog that's probably also a lumberjack.
Yes.
The other one is Bellevue 162. I don't know if it's just an arbitrary number or if the number means something. But this one is a delicately intoxicating unisex scent for your dog combining woody and floral tones.
Oh, nice.
Floral. That's more of like maybe a dog that...
Handbag dog.
Handbag dog. I was thinking a dog that worked at a law firm, you know, has a lot of high-end clients, lives in an inner-city apartment.
I was just thinking those tiny little dogs that like, you know, the little ones.
Yeah, like the little chihuahuas.
The little beautiful dogs that just sit inside all day.
I wonder what the dogs think of this.
Well, you know, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think that there's definitely a market for this. But the thing is, you know, if you've been sweaty or gross and you haven't had a shower, or you've gone a couple of days without a shower, putting deodorant on over the top won't mask the fact that you haven't had a shower.
It just adds another smell.
If you have a dirty dog that's just filthy and stinky and you're like, oh, just spray some of this Hunter 33 on you.
Spray some cologne on it.
It's not going to fix the smell.
Yeah.
It's only going to add to another smell to the top of the other stinky dog smell you've got going on.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.